Julie Allen is with me on the phone. Julie is a new farmer in the Clover Valley area and also a member of the Lake Superior Sustainable Farming Association. Thank you so much, Julie, for being with us this morning.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah, so just so you know, we do a lot of discussion about sustainable farming and pretty much have a theme throughout the summer of talking to different farmers throughout the area. And it's just been really fun to just hear a lot of different perspectives, a lot of new farmers, a lot of young farmers. And so it's just a pleasure to have you here. I hear that you live in Clover Valley, and I don't know how new you are, but I know it's maybe relatively new. And I just want to say, how's it going and how's the season? What's growing? What's doing well?
Yeah, it's well, first, I just really appreciate that you're doing this too. There's just a general lack of knowledge about all things farming and where food comes from. So I appreciate you doing the interviews. It's been a tough season so far, and we've been here 2 years. But I was pregnant when we moved here, and we have a toddler now, so it feels like we haven't, you know, really, like, launched our farm business
yet. Yeah, you have your hands full.
Yeah, slowly chugging along. You know, it was, well, in our region, it was a very cold, wet spring, and that just lasted a lot longer than it usually does. And now it's been, you know, I've heard a lot of people say it's, like, we get a ton of rain and then it just dries out so completely that we have to irrigate the crops because it's so dry. So it's kind of, you know, a lot of fluctuation. Although, you know, the good part is a lot more rain than last year when we were in a drought, which is, you know, there's a plus there.
Yes. How many acres do you have? Is it just a pretty small operation? And
We're just on 10 acres and we have an old apple orchard and we're growing a whole bunch of veggies. So we grow for ourselves and friends and family right now, but we are building a large hoop house or, you know, a greenhouse. And we'll be, you know, once we get our feet under us and all of our tools organized and figure out how our soil works, we'll be selling more to the public, hopefully through a farm stand and maybe farmers markets as well.
Yeah. Yep. And then you are also a long-term member of the Lake Superior Sustainable Farming Association. Can you tell us just a little bit about this association, why it formed, what its purpose is, and what your involvement has been?
Yeah, certainly. So I'm the chapter coordinator. So I'm actually the one part-time paid person for the Lake Superior Sustainable Farming Association. And the rest is a volunteer board, and we have about 120 members throughout Northeast Minnesota and Northwest Wisconsin. And it's been around, I think, going on 30 plus years. And really, sometime you should have somebody who was there when it started, because they could tell you a lot more about what the need really was and how it came about when it started, which I would like to listen to again also. But, you know, so now we came together out of need, right? It's like farming can be a lonely job.
Right.
And I like to think of the events that we do as the proverbial water cooler of the office. You know, where farmers can get together and just chit-chat and learn from each other just, you know that they're not alone and that other people are in the same boat as them. So we do, you know, and I think the needs have been changing, and our organization has done a lot of different things over the 30 years, you know, including a mobile chicken slaughtering bus that was passed between members because there was a really strong need for that, as well as a variety of different events and, yeah, lots of other things. Right now, what we focus on are Harvest Festival, which happens in Duluth on September 10th. And that started as a good market for local farmers to sell their veggies near the end of the season. It can be, you know, it's just, the farming is a lot of work, and then having a good market is a whole nother side of the business to actually sell the produce. So having a good profitable market for a lot of farmers is where there was a need and still is. And Harvest Fest has grown to include lots of other things. And I think it's the best festival at Bayfront over the summer.
Yeah, it's a fabulous festival for sure.
We also run farmer-to-farmer field days. So they're like educational workshops at different farms throughout the season. And that's where the, you know, education and demonstration and really happens, that farmers can just see what others are doing, talk about it, see what works, what doesn't work. You know, with so many things, it's like you can hear about it or read about it, but to just see it with your own eyes, like the last event we had, we were looking at pasture-raised pigs in an apple orchard, and seeing them in the small fenced-in areas in orchard was really neat and enlightening for a lot of people.
Yeah, that sounds like a great thing. And I mean, I'm sure the information is endless and it's unique to each farmer. I just think of any kind of thing like that, quilting, cooking. I mean, they're just an endless amount of stuff to be shared. And the more it is shared, the better off everybody is. So that's sounds like a really wonderful program. And I'm glad that you're able to be part of it. I guess you must have lived in this area before you had the farm you have now.
Yeah, my partner Bill and I moved from Duluth, which is where he grew up, and we lived there for about 4 or 5 years before finding this place, and really just through word of mouth. It actually never went on the market. We just knew a neighbor who knew that the sellers were trying to sell this place. Hmm. It's really nice to be still close to Duluth and settling into Clover Valley.
You'll find quite a community there. There is quite a community in Clover Valley. Quite a community of farmers, I'll say.
Yeah, certainly. And that is actually one of the main reasons why we moved here as opposed to buying a farm somewhere else, is that we knew there was a community of farmers here that, you know, can get together on some weeknight or borrow a tractor or help fix the tractor, or, you know, all of those things that are really can make or break a farming operation, is if you have the extra help or just extra support nearby.
Right. Absolutely. We're running out of time, Julie, but is there anything else you'd like to mention or that I have forgot to ask you about?
Well, I just wanted to say we're a chapter of the Sustainable Farming Association of Minnesota, and that's where people can find us online on our website and on Facebook. And you'll see we have one more field day coming up on August 14th. We're doing a Finland Farms tour, and then Harvest Festival on September 10th. Hope to see people there too.
Yeah, we'll make sure we get that in our announcements. So August 14th, Finland Farm Tour, and the best way to get a hold of to learn about events like this probably is to go to the Facebook page of the Sustainable Farming Association Lake Superior chapter. Is that accurate?
Yep, that's right.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Julie, for coming on the air with us, and hope to have you again.
Great. Thanks, Katya.
Bye-bye. That was Julie Allen of Clover Valley, a member of the Lake Superior Sustainable Farming Association.